People in Davos have been keeping tabs on President Obama's gigantic stimulus package. The nearly $900 billion plan passed the House last night. One aspect of the plan is raising eyebrows. It's a so-called Buy American provision. It relates to tens of billions of dollars worth of infrastructure projects, things like roads, bridges, and housing, that the government plans to bankroll. This provision would require that most of the steel and iron used in those projects be American-made. The World's Matthew Bell has more.
The logic of putting a Buy American provision into the stimulus package goes like this. If the so-called economic recovery plan is really about putting Americans back to work, shouldn't the materials, like steel, for those multi-billion dollar infrastructure projects come from American companies? The idea is especially attractive to those in steel-producing parts of Indiana, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. They've been hit hard by job losses. But executives at some large U.S. corporations have already issued a warning. They say such Buy American provisions could spark a trade war and hurt U.S. exports. Harvard economist Ken Rogoff says it's possible these kinds of provisions might violate American treaty obligations under the World Trade Organization. He says they would also send the wrong signal to U.S. trading partners.
If the U.S. starts adopting protectionist measures, other countries are going to retaliate. We're a very open economy. The biggest danger in this situation is that we get in a self-destructive cycle of protectionism is in the 1930s. I suppose, you know, some mistakes could be forgiven, but I worry that this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Rogoff spoke to me by cell phone from the World Economic Forum in Davos. He says the global economy's movers and shakers gathered there have been following the news here closely.
There's a lot of concern about what's going on in the U.S. People are extremely enthusiastic about President Obama, about the change in administration, about the change in tone in U.S. policy, but they're very nervous. There's a lot of support for the fiscal stimulus, but there's concern that they might retreat from some of the really tough measures that need to be done with the financial system, and a recognition in this group that if you don't tackle the financial system, the fiscal stimulus is just going to be a waste of money.
Some of the campaign rhetoric from candidate Barack Obama suggested he might be inclined to support some protectionist measures. The effort in Congress to insert Buy American provisions into the fiscal stimulus package could be an early litmus test for the new president on the issue of free trade. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.